Hello, people. So it's been a very long time, and I thought I'd do one of my free recordings where today, because I haven't really been on here for a while. What was I gonna say? I was gonna say, yeah. So yesterday I was, on Facebook I saw an ad for a book that I've been kind of like hoping would be published. I don't know if I've mentioned it on here on Audio Boom, but I like to read. I've been interested in a series that written by an author called Nikki French. Well, they're two authors who write the same book, if that sort of makes sense. So they collaborate with one another, and you know they are husband and wife, I think, or partners or something like that. Anyway, and they collaborate and they write a book together. So one author would write one half of the book and the other would write the other half. And they normally don't read what the other one's written, they just write it. You know, they just write the other half of the book, of each half of the book, without really seeing what the other person's written. They plan out what the book's gonna be about and whatnot, and then they write the bit that they want to write. And they've been doing a series, which is more or less known as the Frida Klein series, which is about I can't remember what she is. I can't remember if she's a psychologist. Well, she's some kind of therapist anyway. I don't know. I can't remember if she's a psychiatrist or psychologist, one or the other. She's some type of she is some type of therapist. I think I have spoken about her before, about this series before, on here, because I think I remember doing a comparison between Patricia Cornwell's character Kay Scarpetta and Frida Klein. Anyway, but I'd be really into this series, the Frida Klein series. And they've written up until from Monday to, well, now till Sunday. And I hadn't actually read Sunday before, because Sunday's is their latest book, the latest one that they've actually published. And it was published, you know, quite recently this year, I think probably May, June, this year. And I haven't really had a chance to read it. I've been trying to, like, well, on Overdrive, I sort of asked the library to purchase it for me, because I wanted to read it when the library had it. I didn't want to go out and buy it, because there's no point in buying it, because I don't have space to buy it, and I don't have space to keep the book, and it's something I'm only going to read once. I'm not going to read it again, so there's no point in me spending money on something that I'm not going to look at again. So I didn't really want to buy it, so I thought, let the library buy it, because it's just, you know, they'll have, you know, more use for it than I would. So I asked the library to buy it, and it's been ages since I've asked them to actually buy it. And yesterday I saw that Nikki French are now, at this moment, in the process of writing book 8. Now, we didn't know there was going to be a book 8, because, you know, the days of the week only go till for 7 days. You know, you don't get an 8th day. But they have now given us an 8th day, which is the finale, the grand finale of the I wouldn't say battle, but it's where Frida Klein faces her nemesis, what's his name, Dean Reeves. So they're going to come face to face with one another. See, I didn't know that was going to happen. Because I hadn't read Sunday, I didn't know that she, you know, the adventure hadn't really, you know, the sort of, I wouldn't say adventure, I don't know how else to say it, that the story hadn't really finished. I thought that was the last bit. We all did, really. I mean, we wanted an 8th book, but we all thought it would be probably the 7th book would probably be the last one, because obviously they're going by date orders, you know, they're going by the day of the week. Each book is like Monday, what was Monday called? Monday something, Monday Blues, Tuesday's Child, I think it was, and, you know, so on, basically. So the most recent one was called Sunday Morning, and majority of us probably thought that they would have finished it and left it there, you know, that the series would end there, but it hasn't, and apparently they're in the process of writing an 8th book, which will be released in June 2018, which I really can't wait for. Now, I saw the advert yesterday, late afternoon or early evening, should I say, and I saw the advert on Facebook, as it sort of just, you know, popped up on my newsfeed, and I was really, really excited. I thought, oh my gosh, look, it's coming out, you know, they're going to have an 8th book, and it's the finale, and I got really, really excited. So, like, I sent a picture. Well, I've kind of left a comment on the page that I think it's called Dead Good, the fan page called Dead Good, because that's where they posted it. That's where I saw it, on Dead Good's fan page. Dead Good is a fan page for people who like murder mysteries and thrillers and stuff like that, basically. And so yeah, I saw it on their fan page, and I left a comment on the fan page, and it says, "Oh, you know," because they asked the question, how many of the Frieda Klein books have you read? Are you ready for the eighth book? You know, sort of like this, and I was like, oh, well, you know, I left a comment saying, well, I haven't actually read it yet. I've read all of the books except Sunday, because I'm still waiting for the library on Overdrive to purchase it. You know, and I sort of said this, and then I went and took a screenshot and sent the picture to my sister and said, oh, look, guess what's coming out in June in 2018, next year. And, you know, so I got her really excited. And sorry, I'm just a bit distracted because we just got a notification. Okay, yeah, where was I? Yeah, so we were both really excited. And then I says to my sister, look, I've not read Sunday yet, but I'm waiting for Overdrive to buy it for me. I've asked them to sort of purchase the book, and it's been ages and I've not had anything. And just as I'd finished, you know, saying that to my sister, I get an email pinging in my email inbox. And like, because me and my sister and I in a fully blown conversation about it, about the book, about Sunday, and how we wanted to read Sunday and stuff, and how we were really excited about the eighth book coming out and stuff, and I got this email, and I had my email ping, and I thought, oh, I wonder what's that all about. And me being me, I tend to not ignore my email when I hear it ping. So I went and checked my email, and there it was. There was an email from the digital library saying your digital book that you have purchased is now ready for borrowing. And I looked at the book that they'd actually purchased, and it was indeed Sunday Morning, and I was so happy. I was just really ecstatic, but at the same time, I was really freaked out. I was like, oh my gosh, I was just talking about that, and they'd purchased it. So I went into my account, my Overdrive account, and I sort of downloaded the book, and, you know, I've got it now. And I said to my sister, well, I've got it now, they've given me Sunday now. You know, I showed the email to my sister. So I sent this email to my sister and said, look, it's, you know, the library have listened to what I've been saying, and I now have it, you know. And then sort of like, yeah, so then I downloaded the book, and now I have the book. And it was just it was just a really, really strange encounter. It was just something that was really, really strange, you know, because, I don't know, I wasn't expecting that to happen. I wasn't expecting the library to actually purchase it, you know, like, have the book there that day at that time, at that specific time, just after I'd spoken about it. It was just like straight after I'd spoken about it, there it was in my inbox, you know, there it was, ready for me to take. I was just like, wow, that is so amazing. One of those really strange coincidences. But yeah, it was very strange. But it's a good kind of strange, and I like that. So yeah, it was just really good. I thought I'd just share that with you, you know, because, yeah, I thought that'd be something I wanted to record as something, you know, as a bizarre happening in my life that I wanted to remember. I know, I'm strange, but there you go. But I suppose you all know that by now. Anyway, so that's my 3 recordings worth for today, and I shall speak to you really soon. Bye for now.